All right, got a little praise music going on this morning. It's time to jump into today's daily devotional. We are in our 18-day devotional on So Very Thankful. And today we're going to zoom in and focus on family and being thankful for family on day four. Verse comes from Philippians 1:3. I thank my God every time I remember you. You know, family is one of the greatest blessings God gives us. And sometimes it is definitely one of the hardest. They're the people who know us at our best and even at the worst, who remember our awkward phases, who have seen our victories, they've seen our heartbreaks, and somehow still claim us on their own. Families come in all shapes and sizes, the ones we were born into, the ones we were raised into, and of course the ones we married into, and the ones we built little by little over the years. And some families are loud, yet some families are much quieter than others. And some families just love to hug you up a lot, right? They show love, a good home-cooked meal, a phone call, or they just check on you to make sure you made it home safe. And some families, well, they're just downright complicated. But here's the truth. Whether family brings laughter, tears, or a mix of both, they are one of the ways that God shapes our hearts. Because family teaches us patience. It teaches us forgiveness, boundaries, unconditional love and sacrifice. It also teaches us what it means to show up even when it's inconvenient. Family gives us memories that holds us together when life feels like it's falling apart. The smell of a Sunday dinner, the sound of voices around a table, the way a parent says your name, the stories that only your family understands, the traditions your family passed down. What about the moments that become the glue of generations? And for some listening right now, maybe you've lost someone recently. Maybe this year looks a little different at your table. Maybe your family has changed or shifted. Maybe it feels a little bit smaller than before. But you're not forgotten and you're not alone. You see, God sees that empty chair and he honors your grief and he comforts your heart. So today, be thankful for the family still with you, the family who shaped you and the family who waits for you in heaven. Even if your family isn't perfect, and trust me when I say this, nobody's is, that there's still a gift from God for us. So today, our family is a gift worth thanking God for. So take a moment today to thank God for your family, whether you're adopted into the family or born into the family. And as we go to you in prayer today, Lord, thank you today for just giving us the blessing of family, the people you placed in our lives on purpose for a purpose. And thank you for the laughter, the lessons, the memories, and even the challenges that help us grow. And thank you for the parents, the children, the siblings, even our grandparents, cousins, and every single person who fills our homes and hearts with love. We lift up our families who are hurting or grieving or walking through change right now. Just wrap them in your comfort and remind them that you are close to the brokenhearted. And help us cherish the time that we have and forgive where needed and love one another well. And teach us to see our families the way that you see them, as gifts worth protecting and appreciating. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.